美麗嘅圖畫。
God is sovereign.
神係掌管一切嘅。
And His work and His hand.
佢嘅工作，佢嘅恩手。
He's active in every stroke of the brush in the portrait of your life.
就係喺你生命嘅圖畫裏邊嘅每一筆一畫都係神嘅工作。
Just as He's painting this beautiful picture of Ruth.
就係好似佢喺度畫緊呢一幅美麗嘅路德嘅呢幅圖畫。
We are seeing a beautiful portrait that He will bring delivery to Ruth and Naomi.
咁你就睇到一個好美好嘅一幅圖畫，就係佢點樣拯救路德同埋尼俄米。
And today's passage paints for us a vivid picture of what God's grace looks like.
咁今日呢段經文咧，就讓我哋睇到好生動嘅睇到神嘅恩典係點樣嘅。
So the way that Boaz shows grace to Ruth.
就是在波亞斯怎樣將恩典是向路德彰顯。
We'll see aspects of God's grace given to us.
我們也都看到神的恩典是怎樣賜給我們。
Well, first, three points. The first point is the nature of God's grace.
首先就有三點，第一點就是神的恩典的本質和真實性。
The second point is the results of God's grace.
第二點就是神的恩典的結果。
And then the third is the response to God's grace.
第三點就是我怎樣回應神的恩典。
So first of all, the nature of God's grace.
首先就是神的恩典的本質。
It's God's grace that finds us.
是神的恩典找到我們。
Just as God's grace finds Ruth in the midst of her gleaning for food.
就是好像神的恩典在路德在濕水找食物的時候，神的恩典臨到她。
She's busy at work.
佢好忙嘅喺度工作。
But Boaz takes notice of her and approaches her.
但系波亚斯就睇到佢，注意到佢，然后去到佢嗰度。
That's grace.
呢个就系恩典。
The grace that not something that we can demand.
啲恩典唔系我哋可以去要求嘅。
But it's grace that's given by God's discretion.
而系喺神嘅旨意里边赐俾我哋。
And it comes when we least expect it.
就系我哋最意想不到嘅时候临到我哋。
Galatians 1:15 says, But when he who set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me. Galatians 1.
哥羅西書一章十五十六節講到，然而那把我从父母腹里分别出来又施恩召我的神，既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他存在外邦人中，我就没有属血气的人生了。
This idea that God has already set His grace on you before you're even born.
就是神在你仲未出世的时候，已经恩典已经临到你。
No, He's the one that has called you.
就是他呼召你。
It's His Spirit that works in your heart.
就是圣灵在你的心里面动工。
And that grace comes to you and is revealed to you in His time.
这个恩典就是临到你在祂的时间里面向你显示。
And in His choice.
是神的拣选。
See, and that gives us that assurance that God is at work in your daily life today.
就给我们确认，我们可以确信神每一天都在我们的生命里面工作。
In the daily mundane routines of life.
在每一天的平常的工作里面，
God's grace is with you.
神的恩典是与我们同在。
You know, as His child,
作为神的儿女，
God's grace always shines upon you.
神的恩典是一直都是在你身上的。
And we have to realize that the Bible says in James that every good gift that we have,
我们知道神圣经在雅各书讲到我们所有的一切好的礼物，
everything,
每一样东西，
It's not by our own hands.
都唔系我哋自己所手所赚嚟嘅。
It's not by chance.
亦都唔系机会。
It's by the gift of God.
而系神嘅恩典。
So every good thing in your life is a gift of God.
所以喺你生命里边每一样嘅美好嘅事情都系神嘅礼物。
And even in the tough times.
就算系喺艰难嘅时候。
God's grace is in your life.
神嘅恩典都喺你嘅生命里边。
Romans 8, He's promised that His presence will always be with you, no matter what.
罗马书第八章讲到，无论咩事，佢嘅恩典都系与你同在嘅。
So God's grace finds you.
所以神嘅恩典临到你。
And it comes to you for in His discretion.
喺佢嘅时间，佢嘅选择里边临到你。
Secondly, grace is freely given.
第二点就系恩典系 赐俾你嘅。
God's grace is given to us with nothing expecting in return.
神嘅恩典临到我哋系冇回报嘅。
Just as we see the Boaz, grace is provided for Ruth.
就系好似我哋睇到喺波亚斯嘅身上，喺路德嘅身上，波亚斯系将恩典赐俾佢。
He gives her a place to be able to find food for herself and for Naomi.
俾佢有一个地方可以去揾食物。
He provides her water and food.
为拿俄美同埋佢自己揾食物同埋水。
He gives her shelter.
佢俾佢有保护。
And all that Ruth is given,
所路德所得到嘅。
There's nothing that she actually can give Boaz in return.
佢冇嘢可以回报波亚斯。
And Boaz does not expect anything in return.
波亚斯亦都冇期望有咩嘢嘅回报。
In Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, it says, For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
以弗所书二章八至九节讲到，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So God's grace is actually based on God's goodness and His love.
神的恩典是基于祂的良善和祂的爱。
It's not based on our works.
不是基于我们的工作。
And as it says here, it is a gift of God.
这里讲到是神的礼物。
It comes to you.
是神所赐的，是临到你。
Because of God's love.
是因为神的爱。
Because of His goodness.
因为祂的良善。
You know, sure, God does say that.If you obey Him, if you walk in obedience and faith, yes, God will bless you.
神是有讲过，如果你是行在祂里面，你顺服祂，神会祝福你。
God does promise that.
神是有咁祝应许。
But we're talking about His grace that comes upon His discretion.
但我们讲到恩典就是藉着神祂自己的意思临到。
When you walk in obedience to God,
当你顺服神的时候，
it's like a child. When you have a child,That actually obeys you, that seeks to do what you say.
就係好似一個細路仔去順服你做你所叫佢做嘅嘢。
You know, doesn't that child bring joy to your life?
咁呢個你嘅兒女係咪令到你會好快樂咧？
You know, it brings joy to your heart when you have a child that actually obeys you and loves to do what you tell them to do.
如果你嘅兒女係聽你嘅話去。喜爱做你所要去做嘅嘢，系咪你好开心咧
？And you as a parent would give him extra blessing, extra love.
咁你父母系咪更多嘅爱、更多嘅祝福俾佢咧
？For yes, there is a reward for love, being obedient and following after God faithfully.
顺服神，信系有奖赏嘅。
But when we're talking about grace, it's something that's a little different.
但系我哋讲到恩典嘅时候，有少少唔同。
Thirdly, grace is for our good.
第三，恩典就是为我们的益处。
You know, in Ruth's situation here, she's pretty much hopeless.
在路德这里的情况，她基本上是无望的。
You know, as a widow,
一个寡妇，
as a foreigner in the land,
一个不人的寡妇，同埋是一个外邦人。
She has no security.
她是没有安全感的。
There's no protection.
冇保護嘅。
No one to watch after her.
冇人去照顧佢嘅。
So her situation in Naomi's is pretty helpless.
所以佢同拿俄米嘅情況咧，係幾乎係冇望嘅。
So just putting food on the table, she has to risk going into the fields to harvest.
就算係讓桌上有食物，都令到佢要去田裏邊去收取食物。
And it sounds like an easy thing.
好似好容易嘅事。
But it's actually very difficult.
但係其實係好難嘅。
And Boaz here is, in his loving grace, provides Ruth with the things that she needs.
波亚斯喺度咧，就系好恩慈咁俾供应佢所需要嘅嘢。
Boaz says to Ruth, "Now listen, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my young woman. Let your eyes be on the field that they are reaping, and go after them. Have I not charged the young men not to touch you?" And when you are thirsty, go to the vessel and drink what the young men have drawn.
波亚斯对路德说：女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。我的仆人在那块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你，你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
So God's grace is given where the need is.
所以神嘅恩典就系临到所需要嘅。
And just as Ruth experienced the grace of God's providence of food and a shelter,
就系好似路德所经历嘅，佢需要食物同埋庇护。
God comes upon the darkest times of their need.
神就喺佢最黑暗嘅时候，佢哋需要嘅时候临到。
And that's the same thing for our lives.
喺我哋身上亦都系一样。
In Romans 5:8, it says, God showed his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ would die for us.
罗马书五章八节讲到，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
This is the special saving grace that God bestows upon us.
这个就是特别的拯救的恩典，神是将它临到我们。
God comes to our starving hearts.
神就是来到我们饥饿的心。
Souls that are in famine.
我们饥荒的灵。
And God finds us when we least expect it.
神就在我们意想不到的时候找到我们。
That while we are rebellious and sinners,
当我们还是罪人的时候，我们反叛的时候，
while we're hostile to God,
我们是对神是怀着敌意的时候，
God comes in his grace.
神就恩典就临到我们。
He sends his son Jesus Christ,
他就将他儿子耶稣
基督 to bring us salvation.
差来就将救恩带给我们。
That through faith alone,
就是唯有藉着信心，
we can have the forgiveness of sins.
我们就可以得到罪，得赦免。
And have a restored relationship to God.
我们可以同神有和好的关系。
That is that special grace that God bestows upon us.
这个就是特别的恩典，神赐给我们。
That we trust and believe in Him.
我们就是要相信依靠祂。
We can have eternal life.
我们就可以有永生。
It's for our good.
是为我们的益处。
This is the loving nature of God's grace.
这个就是神的恩典的慈爱的本质。
An example of this is shown through Boaz to Ruth.
那就是在波亚斯对路德的身上，就是给我们看到一个榜样。
See, Boaz did not shun Ruth.
波亚斯没有弃绝路德。
Or cast her out as an outcast or foreigner.
或者当她是外邦人离弃她。
He didn't refuse her needs.
她没有抗拒绝他的需要。
But unexpectedly,
但是出乎意料之外，
What does he do? He opens his arms to welcome her.
他做什么呢？就是张开双臂去欢迎他。
He displays a loving kindness and gentleness towards her.
他向他表达慈爱和温柔。
He goes to great lengths to see to her safety and to her needs.
他竭尽全力地去满足他的需要和保护他的安全。
You know, he even goes out of the way to instruct his servants to be kind and to care for Ruth.
他甚至不遗余力的要去跟他的仆人说要不要欺负路德。
Same way God treats us.
神也是这样对待我们。
God's grace is always loving and gentle.
神的恩典是温柔的，是慈爱的。
It brings healing to our soul.
是将医治带到我们的灵魂。
Right, this takes us to the second point.
咁就带到我哋第二点。
You know, what is the results of God's grace?
神嘅恩典嘅结果系点样咧？
The greatest benefit of God's grace is that we become a member of His household.
最大嘅益处就系我哋成为神嘅家人。
Ruth, as a Moabite woman,
路德系一个摩押女子。
She was a foreigner in the land of Judah.
喺犹大咧系外邦人。
She basically has no social standing.
她在社会上是没有地位的。
And as a widow, she has no protection at all.
作为一个寡妇，她是没有任何的保护的。
And yet, how does Boaz address her?
但是波亚斯怎样称呼她呢？
Right? He calls her my daughter.
她称她为女儿啊。
Well, that's a term of affection.
这个是慈爱的
表达。That's a term of caring for somebody who is younger.
这个是对一个年轻人的关心的称呼。
He addresses her as daughter.
他称她为女儿。
And he proceeds to welcome her into his household.
他也都欢迎她进入他的家。
You know, stay close to my female servants.
常与我的使女们在一处。
You know, when you are thirsty, go drink the water that my men have brought up.
你若渴了，可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
And he brings her to eat the bread and drink the wine of his home.
将他带到他的家，和他一起吃饭、饮酒。
You know, this is a wonderful picture of God's grace and providence.
这个就是神所供应的恩典的图画。
And what, is this, what does Ruth say in verse 13?
咁十三节路德点样讲呢？
Ruth, it brings Ruth much comfort.
将安慰带给路德。
Right, finding that comfort just to be included.
当你被入群入围的时候，你是觉得好大，会受到好大的安慰。
Finding the comfort to be watched after.
你被人去看顾是觉得很有安慰。
Not to be treated as an outcast.
不是，是被人看为遗弃的。
It's wonderful comfort to feel like you belong.
这个被人受欢迎是很好，很大的安慰。
And that's exactly what God's grace does for us.
神的恩典就是这样。
You belong to God.
你属于神的。
When you receive His grace, you are brought into His family.
当你接受祂的恩典的时候，你就进入祂的家。
When you trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
当你信靠耶稣成为你的救主和生命的主，
you receive the forgiveness of sins.
你就接纳了罪得赦免。
And you're brought into His household.
你就得以进入祂的家。
You know, you're no longer an enemy of God.
你不再是神的敌人。
But you've now become actually His children.
你就成为祂的儿女。
Engrafted into this wonderful kingdom that God has promised you.
是被嫁接进入神的国度。
That you have the ability to take refuge in God.
你可以在神里面得到庇护。
To be able to call him Abba, Father.
可以称他为阿爸父。
In Ruth, verse 12, it says, The Lord repay you for what you have done, and a full reward to give you by the Lord.The God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
十二节讲到，愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
This use of the metaphor wings.
这个比喻用翅膀这个比喻。
Wings, you have come to take refuge.
你在以色列神的翅膀下。
This metaphor actually comes, it goes back to Exodus 19:4.
其实是讲到是在出埃及，不是，申命记，出埃及记十九节，十九章。
It says, You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
讲到我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在我的翅膀上，带来归我。
So this metaphor pictures God as the one who is the great winged eagle.
这就看到神好像一个大翅膀的鹰。
And Ruth is that baby eaglet.
路德就好像一个小鹰。
He comes to find safety under the eagle's wings.
在这个大鹰的翅膀上。
It's a picture of God bringing deliverance.
就是看到神，这个图画是神将拯救带来。
It's God's grace that covers over her.
就是神的恩典去覆盖她。
And brings her and folds her into his nest.
将她拯救带到她进入神的雀巢里面。
And you are brought under God's care, under his wings.
都是被带进神的家里。
Be brought into his grace of protection.
在他带到去他恩典的保护之下。
You know, Boaz becomes that instrument for Ruth.
波亚斯就成为这个器皿，对路德的这个器皿。
That gives her protection to able to glean in the fields.
让他得到保护，可以去田里面收拾，拾取麦穗。
You know, gleaning in the fields is actually a very dangerous thing.
在田间拾取麦穗其实是很危险的事。
Especially for a young woman and a foreigner.
特别是一个年轻的妇人和外邦人。
Because Ruth would be facing the dangers of being taken advantage of.
路德可能要面对这个危险，就是会被侵犯。
To be assaulted.
或者是被攻击。
Because in those days, women foreigners had no standing.
因为在那个时候妇人和特别是外邦人是没有地位的。
And they were abused.
他们是容易被侵犯的。
So Boaz instructs Ruth to stay close to the female servants.
所以波亚斯就要路德和他的使女在一起。
Do not roam into other fields.
不要去其他的地方。
And he gives the male servants special instruction not to harass her.
他也给男的仆人特别的指示，就是不要欺负他。
And that gives Ruth the wonderful blessing of his protection.
这个就是给到路德有一个奇妙的保护。
Not only does grace bring protection, it brings provision.
恩典唔单止带嚟保护，亦都提供，有都带嚟供应。
Boaz provides provision for Ruth.
波亚斯为到路德啊，俾佢一个地位。
A place where a foreigner can be acknowledged.
系一个啊外邦人可以被承认嘅地位。
To be seen as one who is cared for.
被睇到人系受欢迎嘅。
He provides her the essential needs of food, water, and security.
佢俾佢有啲必须嘅嘢，就系食物同埋水。
And she ate.
同埋安全感，佢亦都进食。
She had food left over.
佢食到佢有剩。
And verse 15 it says, when she rose to glean, Boaz instructed his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And also pull out some from the bundles for her." And leave it for her to glean, and do not rebuke her.
十五节，他起来又拾取麦穗。波亚斯吩咐仆人说：他就是在捆里啊拾取麦穗，也可以容他，不可羞辱他，并要从捆里抽出些来留在地下，任他拾取，不可斥吓他。
You know, it's a wonderful picture of abundance found in God's grace.
呢一个系一个好奇妙嘅。图画是神丰富的供应。
That he would pick up even the choice grains.
他甚至是一些好的麦穗。
To leave for her to pick.
留回来给他去拾取。
Being found in God's grace.
在神的恩典里面。
Being part of his household.
成为神的家的一份子。
You'll experience his protection, his providence.
你就可以经历神的保护，神的供应。
He will provide for all your needs.
他会供应你一切所需要的。
That's what he's promised.
这个就是他的应许。
John 10:10 says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
约翰福音十章十节，我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Christ came and gave his life.
基督来到，将献上他的生命。
Christ died.
基督受死。
So that you can have life.
以致你可以得生命。
Life abundantly.
丰盛的生命。
Now, how do you respond to that?
那你怎样回应呢？
This brings us to the response of God's grace.
就是将我们带到怎样去回应神的恩
典。Have you experienced this wonderful grace that God has given to you in your life?
你有没有经历到神所赐你的恩典呢？
Has grace found you?
恩典有没有找到你呢？
You know, in this book of Ruth, we see Ruth's faithful response to grace.
在路德记我们看到路德的回应，对这个恩典的回应。
In verse 10, it says, she fell on her face,bowing to the ground and said to him, Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me since I am a foreigner?
第十节就是路德就俯伏在地叩拜，对他说，我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩，这样顾恤我呢？
You know, Ruth's response to Boaz is astonishment.
路德对波亚斯的回应就是很惊讶。
She's amazed.
她很惊奇。
She's also humbled.
她也很谦卑。
Ruth's response is very different than what we would see in most society today, don't you think?
咁佢嘅路德嘅回应咧，比我哋今日喺社会上我哋睇到嘅咧，系咪好唔同咧？
What is the attitude of our society today?
我哋今日嘅社会系点样嘅咧？
A lot of times we feel like we're privileged.
好多时我哋觉得我哋有特权。
We expect kindness.
我哋期望人哋对我哋良善。
We expect people to treat us well.
我哋期望人哋对我哋好。
And we're astonished and resentful when we don't get what we think is our rights.
当我哋得唔到我哋觉得应该系我哋权利嘅时候，我哋就觉得好惊讶。
But actually, that's not the way that the world functions.
甚至好愤慨，但系呢个世界唔系咁样嘅。
Ruth expresses her this sense of unworthiness.
路德系表达佢不配。
She does that by falling on the ground and putting her face toward, on the ground and bowing towards Boaz.
佢就係俯伏在地叩拜。
You know, proud people don't appreciate anything.
驕傲嘅人唔會去欣賞任何嘢。
You know, whatever they get, they think they deserve.
佢哋唔會感激乜嘢，佢哋所得到嘅，佢哋認為係應得嘅。
Now think about humble people.
試想下一個謙卑嘅人。
That when they're treated gracefully, they are even more humble.
当他们被恩慈对待的时候，他们是更加的谦卑。
They become even more thankful.
他们更加的感激。
You know, there's this saying by Piper.
Piper 牧师有这样说。
Grace is not intended to lift us up out of the lowliness of our spirit.
恩典不是只在要从将我们从灵里的卑微里面脱离。
You know, grace isn't meant to put you on a throne or pedestal.
恩典不是要将你摆去一个的高位。
It's intended to make you joyful and thankful.
而是要令你是充满喜乐和感恩。
God's grace is given to us so that we can have the joy of His salvation.
神的恩典赐给我们就是要我们得到救恩的喜乐。
To make us more humble and thankful to what God provides for us.
让我们更加的谦卑，更加的感激，感恩神所赐给我们的。
Psalms 51 says, A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
诗篇五十一章十七节咁讲：神啊，忧伤痛悔嘅心，你必不轻看。
What God embraces is that humbleness of heart.
神所要嘅就系谦卑嘅心。
How do you respond to God's grace?
你点样去回应神嘅恩典呢
？He offers you His saving grace.
佢将拯救嘅恩典赐俾你。
The forgiveness of your sins.
佢赦免你嘅罪。
Have you trusted in Him as your Lord and Savior?
你有冇信靠佢作为你嘅？救主同埋生命嘅主咧。
Have you responded in amazement for what He's done for you?
有冇回应惊讶佢所为你所做嘅咧
？Does it make you humble before Him?
有冇令你去喺佢面前谦卑咧
？Will you be like Ruth in verse 12?
你系咪好似路德喺十二节咁讲咧
？Will you seek refuge in the wings of the Lord?
你系咪喺投靠耶和华嘅翅膀下咧
？Have you asked for God's grace to cover over you?
你有冇求神嘅恩典去覆盖你咧
？As Christians，
作为基督徒
，you know you have to let the grace overflow in your life。
你要嘅恩典系充满你嘅
，so that others may see God's grace through you。
让别人可以藉住你睇到神嘅恩典。
He means to use you like Boaz。
就系佢要用你好似波亚斯咁样。
To be an instrument of His grace to those people that need。
成为有需要嘅人，成为神。器皿向那些有需要的人。
Are you willing to sacrifice?
你愿不愿意牺牲
？To love others for the sake of Christ.
去为基督的缘故去爱其他人呢
？Showing forth the grace of Christ to others requires sacrifice.
将向你周围的人彰显恩典是需要牺牲的。
The giving up of our time, our energy, our strength.
就要放弃我们的时间，我们的。能力
to not look at our own needs and our own comfort, our own wants.
唔好净系睇到我哋自己嘅需要，我哋嘅渴望嘅。
But a love to serve God and to care for others.
但系要去爱神，去服侍他人。
So let us show forth the love of Christ in our lives.
让我哋嘅生命能够彰显基督嘅恩典。
And really appreciate the grace that you have been given.
去感激你所得到嘅恩典。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祈祷。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
For truly it is your grace that gives us life.
因为是你的恩典让我们得生命。
That you came and suffered and died on the cross.
你来到受苦受死在十字架上。
So that we can have life.
以致我们可以得生命。
And life abundantly.
并且得得更丰盛。
Father, help us to see this beautiful picture which you've provided us through Ruth.
求主天父帮助我们看到你为路德所描述的这幅美丽的图画。
That you are the great eagle that, whose wings cover over us.
因为你就是这个大翅膀这个鹰能够覆盖我们。
It is your wings that protect us.
你的翅膀保护我们。
That enfold us into your family.
将我们带到你的家。
Father, help us to be people who are thankful.
求主帮我们成为感激的人，感恩的人。
Who are humbled.
谦卑的人。
That we will live life.
让我们过我们的生活。
Willing to be a sacrifice.
愿意去牺牲。
To love others and to love you.
去爱人，去爱你。
Father, mold our hearts, mold our spirits.
求天父塑造我们的心，我们的灵。
Help us to understand what your call is for us.
让我们去明白你呼召我们的是什么。
And move us into this world.
让我们在这个世界里面。
That we may be vessels and instruments of your grace and love to others.
让我们成为你恩典、你的爱的器皿，向别人展示。
Father, we praise you and give you thanks.
天父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Let us all rise and turn to our last hymn, Amazing Grace.
让我们一起起立，我们最后一首诗，奇异恩典。
What page? 185.
185.